do you call a creature that has a hard shell and it lives in the water and it can pull its 4 feet up inside its shell?
Well, one oolong box cooler.
Okay.
They'll do that.
And what do you call something like a cooter that lives on the land?
Well.
Or is it
that's a tarpon, yellow-bellied tarpon. And then there's another kind that's stay on the line all the time, you call a hook.
Well,
big hole and go in your eat and come out and feed moisture at night. And certain time of day they'll eat and run back in the hole.
Well, now does the terrapin do that too?
Yeah, the terrapin, it'll eat or feed on the land, but it get up on a log and it'll drop down in the water. But a old gopher, he step on high land and got a bigger hole there,
uh-huh.
Like a gill.
So the gopher lives on the high land all
the time? High land all the time.
What do you call the inside, the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
The, some people say the hog intestine, and some people, yeah, that's what they call them.
Okay.
And some part of them, they got one part that said the maw of the hog, that big one, call it the hog maw.
And what about the chitlins?
Well, you can call it, that's chitlin, same thing.
The maw
intestine,
is?
No, the
or
maw.
The intestine.
The intestine is the chitlin, because there's more. You can cook it and use it anyway, but that maw, that's one big thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The red.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
The chest, right here, the chest.
What do you call something with oars that a person gets into to go out on a river?
Oh, oars? Well, you got your little rowboat and you got two oars to take you along to row your boat to study them because you haven't got a motor.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
A pillow slip or a pillowcase you could use
okay.
Two different languages.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
So what that?
If a woman's wearing beads around her neck.
Oh, so it could be a pearl or something. I said, well, that's pretty. Beautiful
well,
pearl or what?
Well, would you call it a string of beads or a strand of
string
beads?
String beads, string beads. See, your string it is. Yeah.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really, what the other one?
Beat that other one good. Him a good flog.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say, he got down on his
knee.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Well, got plenty of people of that type. They want you to give them something or want to get his hand open to something all the time, but will never turn loose nothing to nobody. He wants you to give him something, but he never want to give you something.
And what do you call people like that?
A stingy, covered-hearted person.
Suppose the person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
Funny with that suit or that coat or that dress or whatever she has.
Would you ever use the word slouchy or tacky?
Yeah. Some people would say, that fellow's very tacky or slouchy. Either way, you could use it any way.
Okay. Yeah. And could you use both of those words if you were talking about a woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could do the same.